He is Zokti Gemara Kaman. According to this Svar of Papa, who does the Mishnah go like? Deloy Rebbe Kiva. Does not go according to Rebbe Kiva. Dik Rebbe Kiva, because if we're going to go now, even according to Rebbe Kiva, Ha'oma Rebbe Kiva says, Regel HaMoteras Bimkoima. People that are allowed to carry out in their own place. Like you have one chotzer that made an eruv chatzeris. So all the people in this chotzer are allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Still, Rabbi Kiva holds, Oiseris afilu shleidim koima. Shleidim koima. They ask her if they have to walk through another chotzer. They ask her on the people of that chotzer. Like we'll soon see the case. In the case, we have two chatzeris, one inside the other. In other words, there is a Rishus Rabim, and then there's one chotzer opening up to the Rishus Rabim, and then there's an inner chotzer, the inside chotzer. Now those people, how do they get out to the Rishus Rabim? They have to walk through the outer chotzer. The Rabbi Kiva holds, even though the people in the inner chotzer made an Erev to themselves, and the people in the outer chotzer made an Erev to themselves, still when the people from the inner chotzer walk outside through the outer chotzer, they answer on the people living in the outer chotzer. That the people there are not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. It's just the same thing. Let's say you have five people living in a house, and four of them make an eruv chatzeris together, and the fifth person did not. If the fifth person has the right to walk in the backyard, he asks on all the other ones they can't carry out from their house into the backyard. Here also, even though all the people in the chotzer, the outside one, made an eruv together, but since the people in the inside chotzer did not make an Erev with the outside people, and they have a right to walk through the outer chotzer to get to the Rishus Rabim, the Begiva holds the Aser on the outer chotzer. Because even though the inner chotzer people are allowed to carry out from their house into their chotzer, it's called the Regel HaMoteras Bimkoimo, in their place they are allowed to carry out, still when they walk through the outer chotzer, the Aser on the outer chotzer. See here also, the Chura, according to Rabbi Kiva, now Mishnah, according to Rapopo, it should have been usher even for the city to make two Erevs, even the Rochpo. What do you want to say? The people on the right side will use the right exit, and the people on the left side will use the left exit. So blinds, both people have a regular Hamateras Bimkoimo, because they each have their own Erev. But according to Rabbi Kiva, Lamaisi, you can't really stop the people from walking through the Rishus Rabim. Lamaisi, the people will still walk from the right side to the left side, or from the left side to the right side. So even though they have a right to carry out in their own house, in their own side, but when they walk through the other side, they should ask around the other people not to carry out. Sadat Rapopa say, L'roch boy, you're allowed to make two separate Erevs. The Guru does not come out according to Rabbi Kiva. Sat Gemara name. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Kiva. Afilu, you want to say, Rapopa goes even according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. I'll tell you like this. Ad kamloi kam Rabbi Kiva hosom ela b'shtei chatzeres. When did Rabbi Kiva say that the people asher on the other people? That's when you have two chatzeres, two courtyards. Zu lifnim mizu. One is inside the other one. The pnimius lesle pischach rinim. Now the people living in the inner chotzer, when they want to walk outside, there's only one way for them to get outside. They have to walk through the outer chotzer. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, since these people have to walk through the outer chotzer, they ask her, they make it also for the people living in the outer chotzer to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Because you blood like a regal, walking through, and you do not make an eruv chatzeres with them, so therefore you ask her on them. Ah, volhocho mashenkin in our case here, but we're talking about, we have this city, and you're dividing it straight down in the middle, it will say, this ni nafka b'hai pischa. Will tell the people living on the right side of the city, you just use the right exit of the city. Vahani nafki behind pischam. And the people living on the left side of the city, you use the left entrance to the city. Therefore, the people do not have to mix from one side to the other side. Therefore, they do not answer. And it's good with Papa that they're allowed to make the Erev two separate Erevs. If you have a right side and a left side to the city, and each one has its own exit from the city, or entrance to the city, each one uses their entrance, and they do not crisscross into the other side. Therefore, they do not ask the one on the other. And the Kiva is only talking about when the inner chotzer, in order for them to go outside, they have to walk through the outer chotzer. That's when they ask them. So the Gemara Ika the Amri, someone is saying just the opposite. Omer Rav Papa, Loi Teima L'Or Kohu, D'Loi Marvin, don't say your svara that only when you want to split it straight across. You want to make the top of the Rishus Rabim and the bottom of the Rishus Rabim two separate Erevs. That's when you say it's no good. Why? Because both of them have to use the same Rishus Rabim, so they crisscross there. Avul l'rochpa. Marvin, but you wanted to say if they make the Erev, the width-wise, you divide the right side of the city and the left side of the city, then it is good. So the Gemara name, Elo afilu l'rochpa, even if you want to divide the city up in half, that straight down, and make the right side and left side, and the left side two separate areas, even that is no good. Nami loy marvin, also it is no good. Now, who says this svara? Why should that not be good? So the Gemara l'chura kaman Rebbe Akiva. This goes only according to Rebbe Akiva. That says what? That even though each chotzer has its own Erev, but since they walk through one, the inside chotzer walks through the outer chotzer, they answer on the outer chotzer. See here also. Even though you have two sides of the city, the right side and the left side, but since Lamaitza there are a lot of walks straight across, they ask the one on the other. So therefore, even if you want to divide the city up in half a rochba and make the right side one Erev and the left side the other side, they still ask the one on the other. So the Chur, that's good according to Rabbi Kiva. But the Chur, according to the Rabbonin Shitter is that since the inner chotzer made their own Erev and they're allowed to carry in their chotzer, they do not ask the when they walk out to the outer chotzer. That's called the regal hamoteros bimkoima. Since you have a place where you are allowed to carry out, where you do not ask them when you walk through the outer chotzer. See here also, since the right side of the city is mutter, they have their own erev, and they have their own exit to the right side, so why should we say they should walk through the left side and ask on the left people? According to the Rabbonim, they do not ask her. This is only a svara, according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara, no. Afidu tema Rabbonim. Even if you want to say our din goes good according to the Rabbonin. That again, Ad kan loy ka'amri Rabbonin, when do the Rabbonin say that if you have these two chatzeris, one inside the other, that the people on the inside do not aser on the people on the outside, since it's called the regal hamoteris, that they have their own Erev inside, Ad kan loy ka'amri Rabbonin hosam, ela b'shtei chatzeris. The Rabbonin only said their din when you have two chatzeris, two courtyards, zulif nemizu, one inside the other one. The panimi is the inner side, the inner chotzer. Now they made it, they moved the chatzeris together, they themselves, that they're allowed to carry from their house out into the chotzer. So Rabbonin svara is, we tell them, achta ledosha, umishtamish, like close your door, do not walk out to the Rishus HaRabim de Shabbos, do not walk through the outer chotzer, but just stay put inside your chotzer. Only carry from your chotzer into your house, that's all you should go. So therefore, we tell the inner chotzer to stay put, do not walk through the outer chotzer. Therefore, the Rabbanan say the inner chotzer is mutter to themselves, and the outer chotzer are mutter by themselves to carry outside their houses into the chotzer. That's good by two chatzeros. Abel Hocho, Mashenkin here, we're talking about you have the city, and you want to divide the city up in half, and make the right side and the left side of the city. So Gemara, Mi Motzi Misalki Rishus Rav Mihocho. Could you tell the Rishus HaRabim don't walk through the city? Like the people on the right side, even though there is a Rishus HaRabim going straight across their city, from one side of the city to the other side of the city. Now even if you're dividing up the right side by itself, but you can't tell the people on the right side do not use the Rishus HaRabim to walk straight through the city. The Maisa people do walk through the main path straight across the city. So since you're always having people walking through the Rishus HaRabim, therefore even here the Rabbanim Amoida, that the people from the right side ask of the people on the left side, and the people on the left side make it also of the people on the right side to carry out of their chotzer. Even though each one should have had an Erev by themselves, but since Lamaisa they're walking crisscross one into the other, that's called a regal that asks on the other chotzer. On the other side, only if by Shnei Chatzerim that belong to Yechidim, we could tell the Yechidim on the inside, stay put, don't walk out. But to a Rabbim, we can't tell them not to walk out. Therefore, this din comes out good even according to the Rabbonim. Yeah. So like Rashi says here, the Pnimi is Achtel Adosho Mishtamish. The Rabbonim svar is, we tell the inner people, stay put. Since you're allowed to carry out where you are, we'll force you not to walk into the other part, into the other chotzer. Close the door in between you, and only use your place. Really, it's one Rishus HaRabim going straight across the city. There's no separation between Rishus HaRabim. There's no mechitza in between Leima, like Tiyachad Dosha, close your doors, but the Shtamrish as cool as stay where you are in Koymoyim. Ve'echi must pasal akanim hani? How can you tell these people not to walk through the Shas Rabim? Since there's no borderline there, there's no mechitza there, we can't tell you not to walk through the city. Therefore, here the Rabbonim are also made that one side walks through the other side, and they ask around the other side. So the Gemara Omar Mar Oy Kula Oy Mofi. If you have a city that belonged to a yochid, that you did not have 600,000 people living there, you're allowed to make an area of all around the city, or else each movi by itself. For the Gemara, or else each movi, each alleyway, you can make an area by itself. For the Gemara, Maish, no, the Lechatsoyin. The Loi Diasri, Ahadodi, how come you say you cannot divide the city up into two and make two separate areas? Because you say one side asks on the other side, Movoi Nami Asri Adodi. If you make like 10 separate areas, each Movoi, each street makes its own separate area. About Kopon, the people from this street have a right to walk down the next street. And they did not make an area of one to the other. So these people should ask around the other people. Just like you're saying, we divide the city in half, the right side and the left side. Since the right side walks through the left side, the Yasser, when you make each street its own area of also, the people on this street, they're allowed to walk into the next street. So they should ask the one on the other. So why are you telling me each Mavi by itself is Mutter? And for the Gemara, Hoche b'may eskinen k'goyin d'yofet d'aka. We're telling me now, in front of each street, you made like a little mechitza. You made a little Pesach there. So Drashi, d'yofet d'aka, Pesach nomuch b'roish kol Mavi. You made like a little entrance there, a little mechitza there, at the beginning of each street. So that's called the Goli Adaita, the Yistalu... You like showed us that you have in mind not to walk from one street to the next street, since you put a little Pesach at the beginning of the street. So therefore it's mutter. So the more the Omar Rav Idi Baravin, just like Rav Idi Baravin said, Omar Rav Chizda, the name of Rav Chizda, Echod Mibnei Movui Shaosi Daka Lepischoi. If one of the people living in the Movui, one of the Chatzerim, forgot to make an Arubi Chatzeris, so Poshid, even though the rest of the people did make a shtufim voice, they asked us, since they have a right to walk out into the Mavuin, they make it also for all the people in the Mavuin to carry out from their houses into the Chotzer, into the Mavuin. But what about if this person has forgot, made a dak ol epischoi? He made a little mechitz in front of his Pesach, in front of his entrance into the Mavuin. Is alocha eino oisa al b'nei Mavuin. He does not answer on the people living in the Mavuin. So you see, if you make a little hecker, a little sign to show us that you do not plan to walk through here on Shabbos, then it's mut. You do not ask from the other people. So if you made a little Pesach, a little mechitza in the front of your Movi, and you do not, in front of the entrance to the Movi, you do not ask from the Bnei Movi. Suadin Bayas also. If every Movi made a little Pesach in front of the Movi to show us they do not plan to go from one street to another street, you're allowed to make each Movi an error by themselves. Salti Gemara, Hoysa Sharabim Varehi Sharabim. Mishnah says what? If you have a city of 600,000 people and it still is, you're not allowed to make an eruv all around the city. And you have to leave over a small section to show us that there's still an issur to carry out on Shabbos. So the Gemara Amaisa, Rebbe Zeira Orvo Lamosa Devei Rebbe Chia. Hes Rebbe Zeira, he was the Masada of the eruv. He left to make an eruv all around the city where Devei Rebbe Chia used to live. And he did not leave over any part of the city not included in the area. Every part of the city was included. Is Omalei Abaye? Abaye asked the Kasha to Rav Zeira, my time over with Marhochi. How come you did like this? Abaye says, held that this city is a city Sharabin, that the din is you're not allowed to make an area of all around the city. So how come you did it? Omalei, so Rav Zeira answered back, that Omalei Sabadi Dor, the old people in this city told me, Amrili told me, that Rav Chiya Barasi Marav Kula, that Rav Chiya Barav, like he was the Rav there before Rav Zeira, he put an Erev around the whole city. So since he did it, the Amina, I thought from this, that Pshat is, that Shmar Mina Ir Sho Yochid, V'Nasir Sho Rabimi, that even though right now I see there are 600,000 people living here, but Metchila, this city, like belonged to Yochid, did not have 600,000 people, and that's the din we had before. If at the beginning the city was not 600,000 people, even though later on there came in 600,000 people, still you're allowed to make an Erev all around the city. So that's why Rav Zeira made this Erev all around the city, because he heard that Rav Chiya did it also. So he figured that the Pshat was, the city originally was like a Yochid, not have that many people. Therefore, it's mutter to do it now also. Abai answered him back, no. Lididi amruli hani sabi. The old people in this city told me like this, that ahi ashpa hevi lo mechad gisam, that really this city was 600,000 people at the beginning. Really it was an Irsha Rabin. Why did the Vei Rab Chia put an Arab wall around the city? I tell you, the pshat was that the city was not foolish at that time. The main street did not go straight through the city to have an exit at the other side of the city. At the other side of the city, the Lashon is, Hahi Ashba Hevi Lo Michad Gisa. At the other side of the city, there was like a junkyard there. There was an Ashba there that blocked the road. So it was like a movie, was ain't even foolish. You could not go straight through the Shusan Rabim. So that was the top of the Gemara we had, that V'ein Lo LePesach Echad Marvin Es Kulam. Since it only has one entrance into the city, the road going straight through the city comes to a dead end. It does not look like Rosh Hashanah. So since it does not look like Rosh Hashanah, that's why you ought to make an Erev all around the city. So Bayi said, this is the Pshat. That's why Reb Chiya made the Erev all around the city. Because at the beginning, this city was a dead end. Therefore, it didn't have a shame Rosh Hashanah. But now that they cleaned away the junkyard there, Heaven Lake is Shneip Sochim V'yosir. Now there is a road that goes straight through the city from one side to the other side. So therefore, it looks like Rosh Hashanah in the city. And since there are 600,000 people living here and always lived here, it's also to make an Erev wall around the city. So that was a bias conscience to Reb Zeira. It's also to make the Erev wall around the city. Or Malay, Reb Zeira answered back, Lava datoy, enechnami, I did not realize this. It's good you told me. I did not know this information that at the beginning this city was made up of 600,000 people. And the reason why Reb Chiya made the Erev all around the city was because he held, because at that time there was an ashpa that blocked the entrance to one side of the city, so it didn't look like Rosh Hashanah. So he said, Lava da toya, I did not realize it, and Echnami, now he was Chayzer. So the Gemara, Boi minei Rav Ami bar Ado hafnoi me Rabba. It's Rav Ami bar Ado hafnoi, ask the Shalat from Rabba. Sulam mikan, upesach mikan mal. What's the loch if you have this city, and let's say a rabbin lives in there, but one side has an entrance into the city, and now the street that goes straight through the city, the Rosh Hashanah rabbin, comes to a dead end on the other side. There's a kaisel, there's a wall there. But on this wall, there's a sulam, there's a ladder. So that you could like walk over the wall. You have a ladder on this side that you could walk over the wall. What din does it have? Because when you have a mechitza that has a ladder to it, do we look as if it's a Pesach? You can walk through it because you have a ladder, you can walk over it. Or do we say, no, since Lamaisa, there's the mechitza that stopped you from going through without the ladder, it's not called a mefulish, and it's not called a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. That was a shayla. What's the lock of a wall with a ladder? Omale, he answered back, Hochi Yom Rav, this is what Rav holds, that Sulam, whenever you have a ladder, Teres Pesach Olav, it gives you the shame Pesach. It's mevatel the shame mechitza. It's not called it's a mechitza. Since you can walk over the ladder, over the wall, it's called like a Pesach. And therefore here, where the city was made up of 600,000 people, it will be also to make the Erev all around the city. He answered back, Omalei, Hochim Rav, Sulam Teres Pesach Olav. It has a shame Pesach to it. So therefore it's awesome. Omalu Rav Nachman answered back, Letetzi Sulei, don't listen to him. But Hochi Yomer Rav Ado Amar Rav. This is what Rav Ado said over in the name of Rav. That Sulam Olarishno Teras Pesach Olav VeTeras Mechitz Olav. It has both meaning to it, and we go both ways Lekula. Certain times it's called like a mechitza. The Ma'aseh there is a mechitza there. If you want to make up a Rishus HaYochid, even though you have ladders to walk over it, still it's called Rishus HaYochid. You have four walls there. But who didn't it also has a shame Pesach Lekula? But from now a case here. The what terrorist mechitza love to the Amoran. We go lekula by our case to say it's called the mechitza there. So Lamai says since the Rosh Hashanah Rabin is not foolish, does not go straight through the city, doesn't look like Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Therefore, you are allowed to make an Erev all around the city. As lekula, we say it has a shame mechitza. What's the din of terrorist Pesach love? When do we say it's considered like a Pesach, you can walk through it? That's Besulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. I tell you, you have two Chatzeres, one next to another. Now the locker is Rotsu Echud Marif, Rotsu Shnayim Yarvin. If they want to, they can make an Erev separately. And if they want to, they can make an Erev Chatzeres together. Now the locker is two Chatzeres, two courtyards, can only make an Erev together in Erev Chatzeres if there's a Pesach, if there's a way they could walk through one chatzar into the other chatzar. Now here we're talking about there's a wall straight across that divides up these two chatzarim. So you can't walk from one to the other. So why is it mutter to make one Erev together? Because since you have a sulam, you have a ladder there. So here we go, the kula, and we look as if it's a Pesach, as if you could walk from one chatzar to the other chatzar. Therefore, if you want to, you can make one Erev the chatzaris for both of them together. You go the kula both ways. For the Gemara, Miyam Rav Nachman Hochi, is it true that Rav Nachman said like this? From Rav Nachman Amashmuel? Yeah. All right, we'll leave this for tomorrow.